An inmate in the Missouri Department of Corrections was pronounced dead on Wednesday night at the Texas County Hospital. According to officials, Ethan Harris was pronounced dead at approximately 10:22 p.m. on Wednesday, January the 7th, 2026, at Texas County Memorial Hospital in Houston. Harris was 32 years old at the time. Harris was serving a 10-year sentence stemming from Lawrence County convictions, including one count of first-degree burglary, four counts of second-degree burglary, multiple counts of stealing, property damage, tampering with a motor vehicle, resisting and interfering with arrest, and delivery of possession of a weapon at a county or private jail. Officials said Harris was received into the Missouri Department of Corrections on July 23, 2021. An autopsy will be conducted. No additional information has been released at this time. And a former caregiver for a 78-year-old Thayer woman is facing felony charges following an investigation into the alleged fraudulent use of the victim's stolen credit card. According to a probable cause statement filed by the Thayer Police Department, the victim reported on November 14th that her cell phone, phone case, and debit and credit cards stored inside were missing. After contacting her bank, the woman learned that multiple unauthorized transactions had been made earlier that morning at Casey's General Store. Police said transactions occurred at approximately 3:08 a.m. for $109.76, 3:19 a.m. for $100, and 5:14 a.m. for $110.35. A fourth attempted charge at 5:32 a.m. for $100 was declined. Investigators obtained purchase receipts from the store and later secured surveillance video through a subpoena. The footage allegedly shows Aiden Chase Cantor, a former employee of the victim with regular access to the property, making the purchases, primarily lottery tickets. Sergeant Carter DeWitt stated he recognized Cantor from prior law enforcement contacts and identified him as an individual using the victim's credit card. The case had been forwarded to the Oregon County Prosecuting Attorney's Office for review. Police are requesting an active warrant, noting that Cantor is also wanted in Arkansas on unrelated felony charges and is considered unlikely to appear voluntarily. Requested charges included stealing and financial exploitation of an elderly or disabled person. And emergency crews responded to a vehicle fire yesterday afternoon along Highway 63 south of West Plains. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, troopers received a 911 call at approximately 3:48 p.m. reporting a vehicle fire on Highway 63. The driver was able to pull off the roadway into the parking lot of Legit Speedway as the fire broke out. Authorities said the vehicle involved a 2020 Chevrolet Silverado towing a gooseneck trailer. The truck was also equipped with a 60-gallon fuel tank. Firefighters responded to the scene and extinguished the fire. No additional details have been released at this time. And a 20-year-old Van Buren man was injured in a single-vehicle crash early Friday morning in Oregon County and now faces multiple charges. According to authorities, the crash occurred on County Road 152, approximately 3 miles north of Riverton. The man was driving a 2008 Toyota Tacoma when he ran off the left side of the roadway and struck a tree. He was transported to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains for treatment of moderate injuries. The driver has been charged with driving while intoxicated and failure to drive on the right half of the roadway. And a 52-year-old Mountain Grove woman was injured in a crash Thursday in Wright County after striking cattle in the roadway. According to authorities, the crash occurred on Highway 38, approximately 8 miles east of Hartville. The woman was driving a 2023 Buick Enclave when the vehicle struck cattle that were in the roadway. She sustained minor injuries and was transported to Cox South in Springfield for treatment. And Region 9 Officer Elections and Installation for Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America were held yesterday, with several Thayer students stepping into new leadership roles. Riley Orff was elected as Region 9 Vice President, Roy Reisner was selected as Flag Leader, and Maddox Underwood earned the position of Recreational Leader. The chapter also recognized Reese Pender, Region 9 State Officer, who delivered a heartfelt farewell address as she concluded her term. In addition, Emma Crowder and Haley Gorham were honored for their service and officially retired from their respective offices. Thayer FCCLA leaders and advisors say they are proud of their students for their their commitment, leadership, and willingness to represent their chapter and community at the regional level.